Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When Panic Happens, Short-Circuit Anxiety and Fear in the Moment, Using Neuroscience and Polyvagal Theory, by Charles Schaefer, Ph.D., narrated by Lyle Blaker. Part 1. Discover What Happens When You Panic. Chapter 1. Explore Your Nervous System. Problems controlling nausea, a racing heart, and other panic symptoms are shared by millions of people like you worldwide. This book provides quick exercises and ongoing practices grounded in neuroscience and leading clinical psychotherapies to stop and prevent panic attacks, panic symptoms, and anxiety. With patience, practice, and acceptance, you can reset your nervous system and ease your struggle with panic. Whether this is the first book you've picked up for help with your panic or the 100th, you can overcome the struggle by consistently applying and using these exercises and practices. Each chapter offers interactive exercises based in neuropsychology. Try the exercises at your own pace and use the most helpful ones as needed. Even just looking at a chapter when you're struggling is a powerful commitment to helping yourself live with less panic and anxiety. Millions of people struggle with anxiety and panic, yet only a few will do something as profoundly compassionate as learning to use their nervous systems to feel safe and secure. You can read the chapters in order for a more linear understanding of your nervous system. You can also jump around based on what interests you. The most important advice for using this book is to practice the exercises consistently and to the best of your ability. Consistency, patience, and practice will help you restore your balance at a neurological level and overcome panic and anxiety symptoms more effectively every day. One of the best ways to use this book is to choose one or two exercises that you think could be helpful to you and practice them a few times over a few weeks. It may be beneficial to try an exercise multiple times before deciding whether or not it works for you. The most important thing is to find the exercises that best fit your unique circumstances. Take your time. Even opening this book and reading this far takes you a step closer to regaining your calm and overcoming panic. Be proud that you've started. Dan's story. Dan feels like he's going to throw up. His heart is racing. His mind can't seem to focus on one thought. He feels a cold, tingly sensation on the tops of his hands as he prepares his notes for a team presentation. Dan, a business analyst at a startup company, has presented to many people before, but today he can't seem to shake his intense worry. He knows he didn't sleep well, but has no idea what is happening inside his body and mind. He feels robbed of his confidence and competency to present. His mind goes blank. He feels frozen for what feels like hours, but is actually minutes, before he begins his presentation. Dan is able to white-knuckle through the presentation while feeling waves of what he thinks might be panic. A quick Reddit search reveals a lot of funny memes about panic attacks. The 171 million search results on Google overwhelm him because it's impossible to know what information is reliable. Dan can't sleep. It's been about a week since he experienced what he thinks was his first panic attack before the presentation. He watched hours of TikTok videos and even tried a meditation app, but he still feels stuck and worried. The worry keeps him up at night. Pins and needles run up and down the back of his spine when he lies in bed and tries to sleep. Dan spends his nights imagining each nauseous moment of having another panic attack at work, even the sweat gathering on his palms. He's usually confident and has never felt this hopeless or lost. Dan's always prided himself on his ability to think through things, but now his thoughts seem to betray him, leaving him demoralized and exhausted. How often have you felt like Dan? Your operating system and panic. Like Dan, you have an inner unconscious system. It's similar to the operating system of an electronic device, running to help you function and survive in life. When you are struck by panic and anxiety symptoms like Dan, something in that system is out of balance. Without your awareness or knowledge, these underlying systems are deep within your body and nervous system. They are known as the autonomic nervous system. When your heart rate slows or speeds up as you work out in the gym, when you drift unconscious to fall asleep, even when you sigh or yawn, you have experienced your autonomic nervous system doing its job. It's always in the background of your conscious experiences, balancing signals in your body, so you can optimally work and relate to others in your environment without becoming overwhelmed. Panic sensations, like nausea and racing heart, mean that a part of your nervous system is overwhelmed and needs to be brought back into balance. When you are balanced internally, you can feel safe to engage with, provide empathy for, and draw empathy from others. This is our preferred way of being as a social interpersonal species. Decades of research from neurologists and psychologists have shown us that the nervous system is wired to the largest nerve in our bodies, the vagus nerve. Together, they make up the polyvagal system. The vagus nerve underlies our ability to connect and feel understood by others. The ability to empathize and connect to others in order to discharge some of your pain and regulate strong emotions like fear and sadness is called co-regulation. Polyvagal theory is a neuroscience theory that all of your emotional, social, and individual experiences are regulated by your unconscious nervous system. This means your unconscious nervous system is constantly running in the background without you having to think about it, flowing through the same three interlocking branches of your vagus nerve. This is called your polyvagal system. When your polyvagal system is in balance, you can remain resilient and stay connected to others even when you feel anxious or scared. This is one of the greatest strengths of the human race. Balancing your polyvagal system requires its three interlocking parts to align and work well with each other. When they don't, you lose your sense of safety and can experience uncomfortable panic sensations in your body, like Dan did. Balancing parts of the nervous system. Your polyvagal system is similar to the Triforce in the classic game The Legend of Zelda. This mystical force consistently guides and protects the hero Link on his journey to overcome dangerous and scary threats. It consists of three separate triangles of power that, when combined, allow players to conquer evil forces and restore balance. Each part is individually powerful, but most effective when combined with the others. Similarly, when you are rescuing yourself from panic and anxiety in everyday life, you rely on three powers that work together. According to polyvagal theory, your nervous system uses three interlocking neurological branches of the vagus nerve, known as the dorsal vagal, sympathetic, and ventral vagal, to help you deal with and overcome stress. Each of these branches serves its own purpose, helping you adapt and interact with your environment and other people. The dorsal vagal branch is in charge of slowing down your breathing, reducing your heart rate, disconnecting you from other people, and allowing you to focus on your own experience. The sympathetic branch is in charge of speeding up your heart rate, using your senses to scan for safety or danger in your environment, and preparing your body and brain for fight or flight. The ventral vagal branch coordinates the messages among the three vagus nerve branches. This coordination activates your empathy and ability to engage with others, enabling you to talk, interact, support, and generally help others tolerate strong emotions and sensations without becoming overwhelmed, aka co-regulation. While your polyvagal system is engaged, a subconscious process called neuroception uses your senses to constantly check and scan internally and externally for threats and danger, so you can feel balanced and able to engage with other people moment to moment. Neuroception acts like a firewall against environmental stress. Panic happens when you become locked in the sympathetic nervous system. Your sympathetic nervous system is the set of nerves throughout your body that carry signals for fight or flight responses, mobilizing you to take quick action. Fight or flight responses are signals sent through your sympathetic nervous system that increase your heart rate, muscle tension, and blood flow to prepare you to survive dangerous or threatening situations by fighting or running away. This book largely focuses on using the rest of your nervous system to rebalance your nervous system and prevent or stop panic and fight-or-flight sensations and symptoms, such as a racing heart rate, shortness of breath, nausea, racing thoughts, and muscle tension. Let's take a look at how Dan experiences this. When his panic happens, Dan struggles to feel heard or find words. He loses balance in his nervous system as his sympathetic nervous system is activated, sending waves of uncomfortable sensations to his stomach and increasing his heart rate. His dorsal vagal branch fails to slow down his breathing and heart rate or disconnect him from the experiences of his body, nor is he capable of engaging with other people to help him calm down and think. His system continues to scan for threats and danger through neuroception, sending more adrenaline and signals for action into his body. Like Dan, when panic strikes, you might also get stuck, unable to engage the other branches of your polyvagal system and restore balance to your internal triforce. However, through neurological exercises and practices, you can overcome panic by finding a way back to balance. Here are some exercises that can help you become more aware of your nervous system and help you restore balance when you feel stuck in panic and anxiety. What your breath tells you. When you're mindful, you accept the present moment as is without judgment. In this state of acceptance, you can better tolerate uncomfortable feelings like panic and anxiety. A great way to build acceptance and awareness of how your nervous system affects you is by tracking your breath. Your breath, without trying to change it or alter it in any way, indicates where you might be stuck in your nervous system. Here are some ways to describe how your breath reflects the state of your nervous system. Balanced. When your breath is deep, strong, long, and intentional, your nervous system is telling you it is in balance and able to interact and co-regulate strong emotions, like panic, with others. Disconnected. When your breath is flat, weak, or difficult, your nervous system is telling you that you're likely out of balance and feeling disconnected, out of it, or distant from others. Anxious. When your breath is shallow, quick, or uncontrollable, the signals for fight and flight are taking over. Your sympathetic nervous system is activated, and everything and everyone can feel like a threat. This is where you may experience panic and anxiety symptoms, such as a racing heart, shortness of breath, or nausea. By observing your breath and thinking about how it reflects different states of your nervous system, you can better anticipate times when you might be at risk of experiencing panic and anxiety. This next exercise can help you be better able to head off or respond more quickly to symptoms. Try this. Track your breath. Over the next week, note any time you catch your breath shifting. You can use a notebook or a text app to record what happens. This activity is called breath tracking. If it's easier, you can assess your breath at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Write down the context, where you are and what you are doing, the time of day, and anything else you think might be helpful in making sense of how your breath changes over time. Next, apply one of the following labels to your observations: balanced, disconnected, or anxious. For example, Dan finds before meetings his breathing is shallow, quick, and impulsive, so he labels this anxious. Later, when he's out to dinner with his friends, he notices his breath is deep, long, and powerful, so he labels this balanced. At the end of a week of tracking, review your notes and look for any patterns. For example, any contexts that carry the same label more than 3 times. Ask yourself, what does this pattern tell me about how I feel in this context? What is surprising about this? What is relieving about this? How do I feel about this context now? Movements that reconnect you. Most of your body is connected to your polyvagal system through your vagus nerve, where 80% of information and sensations travels back and forth from your body to your brain. This connection is a two-way street, meaning that specific movements in your body can activate your vagus nerve, creating reconnection to your nervous system. Some movements can even restart your nervous system to allow for reconnection when your nervous system is overwhelmed or out of balance. The following exercise utilizes body and eye movements to physically reset the polyvagal system. This can offer relief when you are stuck in panic symptoms like nausea, a racing heart, a cold sweat, or pins and needles on your skin. Try this. Connectivity repair. This is not a cognitive exercise and requires no thinking whatsoever. Try this exercise at a time when you are feeling activated and anxious. Start by finding a place where you can lie flat on your back. Take note of your breath and any tension in your body. Next, interweave the fingers of both hands and support the back of your head with them. Keeping your head still and in your hands, have your eyes look as far right as they can. Don't move your head, just your eyes. Continue to look far right for 30 to 90 seconds until you involuntarily yawn, swallow, or sigh. These involuntary reactions signal that you have reconnected the parts of your polyvagal system. Repeat this process by looking to your left as far as you can without moving your head. Again, wait 30 to 90 seconds until you involuntarily yawn, swallow, or sigh. Before you sit up, take a moment to notice any change in your breath or tension in your body. You can practice this exercise whenever you notice panic symptoms, like your heart racing or shallow breathing. Try this. Body scan meditation. A body scan meditation is another way to rebalance your nervous system and decrease panic symptoms. It can be relaxing to practice this exercise when you aren't experiencing panic or anxiety symptoms. The more you practice it, the easier and more natural it will feel, and the more effective it can be when you're dealing with panic symptoms. Place a yoga mat or blanket on the floor. Lie down flat on your back. Close your eyes. Breathe in deeply for 4 seconds. Hold your breath for 2 seconds. Breathe out for 5 seconds. Continue this breathing pattern for 5 cycles before letting your breath settle, using no effort to control it. Scan your body, starting at your toes and slowly moving up the parts of your body. Feel for any tension along the way, perhaps in your legs, back, neck, jaw, eyes. Repeat the breathing pattern. Breathe in for 4 seconds, hold for 2 seconds, and out for 5 seconds, a total of 10 times. As you inhale, imagine you are gently pulling out tension. Imagine your exhale is a warm cloud surrounding wherever you are tense. When you're done, open your eyes, take a moment, and reflect on these questions. What feels different in my body now compared to before I started? What is surprising about this? What is calming about this? What is empowering about this? Takeaways. In this chapter, you learned how panic and anxiety arise when your nervous system is out of balance or stuck. Your nervous system is intertwined with the vagal nerve. This intertwining makes up the vagal system. Among its functions, the vagal nerve underlies your ability to connect and feel understood by others. You can't consciously sense or control the actions of the nervous system or the vagal nerve. However, through exercises based in neuropsychology, you can influence and reduce symptoms that they cause. For example, a racing heart or shallow breathing that accompanies panic. You learned targeted exercises to help you notice, short out, and reduce panic as you are experiencing it. You learned to combat panic symptoms at a neurological level using your breath, your eyes, and your mind as they happen. You're already more able to combat your panic using your nervous system. Chapter 2. Respond to overwhelming panic and anxiety. The spinning wheel of death on your laptop. The red blinking light on your game player. The text frozen on your work computer, and the oh-so-helpful message, application not responding. You likely know what it looks like when a device becomes overwhelmed and crashes. You probably also know how frustrating and terrifying that moment can be before you are able to reboot and recover. It is much harder to understand, respond, and recover when your nervous system becomes overwhelmed. If racing thoughts, dizziness, nausea, or muscle tension immobilize you, it helps to investigate what typically causes your nervous system to crash. More importantly, you can learn how to recover from panic. When a tech device crashes, what's the first thing to do? You might notice that you lose cellular or Wi-Fi connectivity, for example, which is similar to what happens when your nervous system crashes. When you become overwhelmed with panic symptoms, your brain retreats into a safety mode, cutting off connectivity to the environment, other people, and even empathy. You experience increased vigilance and distancing. Recovering from nervous system crashes relies on you feeling safe. Until you can perceive and experience safety, you're likely to remain stuck in this anxious, activated mode of responding to yourself and others. Generally, the safer you can feel, the easier and faster your nervous system recovers and returns to a sense of calm and balance. The vagal break is a built-in tool for calming your nervous system. For example, by decreasing your heart and breathing rate, and recovering when you are overwhelmed and anxious. While there is no one specific physical vagal break, it generally refers to the part of your brain where the vagus nerve begins deep in the back of your head near your brain stem. Your vagal break is like brakes on a bicycle. It releases to speed up the nervous system and re-engages to slow it down. This is your main mechanism of getting back to calm when you lose your sense of connection to others and begin to feel overwhelmed and threatened with panic symptoms. When your heart rate slows, that's a sign that your vagal break is working. One way to overcome panic and anxiety and balance and calm your nervous system is by learning to engage your vagal break. The exercises in this chapter will help you explore this. Gloria's story. Gloria stopped eating breakfast because she didn't want to keep throwing up in third period. Since returning to teaching post-pandemic, after a year of lockdowns and remote teaching, Gloria, a seventh-grade history teacher, couldn't shake her daily cold sweats and nausea around students. While she had taken steps to protect her health, she continues to worry about contracting the flu or COVID from students, flinching whenever she hears a loud cough or sneeze. During her lesson planning period, she almost always gets uncomfortable waves of pins and needles down her spine and can't seem to focus on anything but the humiliating thought of throwing up in public. While she has been able to white-knuckle through her feelings and sensations for a couple of weeks, her focus and teaching has taken a hit. Her goal is to feel okay at school again. Gloria notices that most of her panic and anxiety symptoms, nausea, pins and needles down her spine, involuntary flinching, disconnect her from feeling in control and calm in her body. Have you ever felt like Gloria? Have you lost control and crashed your nervous system into panic mode? Each of these uncomfortable sensations is signaling adrenaline and cortisol to pump through your nervous system as it prepares for a threat. Activating your vagal break can help you not get stuck in this fight-or-flight response, aka survival mode. Survival mode happens when your nervous system becomes overwhelmed with adrenaline and sends uncomfortable panic sensations through your body, pushing you to engage with aggression, fight, or flee in fear, flight. How do you reconnect with your body when you get stuck in survival mode? How do you stop panic sensations like a rapid heartbeat, shallow breathing, nausea, and overall feelings of dread? Practices like the body integration scan, described in the following, rewire responses to panic, reducing and eliminating intense, uncomfortable panic sensations. The body integration scan is helpful when you notice your heart beating rapidly, your breath becoming shallower and shorter, or pins and needles running up and down the back of your neck. The body integration scan has been shown to help restore balance when your nervous system is stuck in survival mode. I recommend making this exercise a daily practice. If you do it each morning, for example, you will feel an overall release of body tension and an increase in calm and focus. Practicing the body integration scan over months will change your nervous system, increasing your ability to quickly calm down and focus. Try this. Body integration scan. Settle into a comfortable position, either sitting or lying down. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Follow the visualization steps below slowly. Aim for about 10 to 15 minutes to complete the exercise. Imagine a beam of light, starting at the top of your head, going all the way through your body and down to the base of your feet. Imagine looking into your toes and scan for any sensations in your toes and feet. Notice any tension or points where your foot is relaxed. Are your feet tired and sore? At ease and calm? You might notice your mind starting to drift away to other thoughts. Return your thoughts to picturing the beam of light and bring your attention back to your feet. Remain there for a moment before moving your attention up your legs. Following the light up from your feet, move your attention to your ankles, then to your calves, shins, thighs, and then finally up into your hips. Scan each area slowly with your mind, using the image of the beam of light to anchor your thoughts. Note any sensations along the way. Do you notice tightness or looseness? Any other sensations? Whatever they might be, don't try to change them. Simply continue to guide your mind as your attention follows the light from your hips to your stomach, chest, and back. Notice if your breath is deep or shallow. Notice how your heart beats as you scan over it. Become aware of any tension or tightness in your lower and upper back. Rather than trying to change anything, simply observe and connect each area to the next one following the ray of light. Next, guide your attention to your shoulders, into your neck, around the back of your head, across your forehead, and over your eyes, nose, ears, and mouth, and down to your chin. Continue to notice any sensations. Are you feeling loose or tight in your jaw? Are your shoulders tight? Whatever you may notice, again, attempt not to change or alter it in any way. Simply observe and connect each part following the beam of light. Finally, turn your attention back to your toes. Observe and follow the light, noticing how it connects every part of your body that you just scanned. Take a moment to mentally imagine each part connecting from toes to head. Spend a few moments focusing your awareness on your entire body connected as a whole. When you open your eyes, take a moment and reflect on the following questions. What feels different in my body now compared to before I started? What feels easier in my body? For example, breathing. What is calming about this? What is empowering about this? Gloria uses the body integration scan before school and right before her first class each day. Within a week, she reports being able to focus more clearly again. However, she notices the nausea continuing after classes once she has completed teaching. This isn't uncommon. Digestive functions and signals are directly connected to the vagus nerve. Everyday work and life stressors can often tire out your nervous system, leaving lingering symptoms of anxiety and stress, for example, in your gut. Let's look at another practice drawn from polyvagal theory, the Calm Anchor Playlist. In the Netflix series Stranger Things, the main characters are faced with a lot of creepy villains from the Bizarro universe, the Upside Down. None are as terrifying as Vecna. Vecna can overtake people's minds, driving them insane to the point of death. When it seems that all hope is lost, the heroes discover that consciously focusing on music that makes them feel loved and safe repels and eventually defeats Vecna. According to polyvagal theory, the kids from Stranger Things defeated Vecna by using music as an anchor for safety. This engaged their vagal break to restore their balance and keep out panic and Vecna. This same approach works for panic attacks. The following exercise is an adapted version of a popular distress tolerance practice foundational to dialectical behavior therapy, or DBT treatment and skills programs. DBT is a type of psychotherapy for people who experience intense, distressing emotions. You can practice this exercise to strengthen your vagal break whenever you'd like. You can use it to calm your nervous system when you feel panicked. Try this. Calm Anchor Playlist. Make a playlist of a few songs that bring you peace, calm,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?